Welcome to the Guild in IRN podcast. It is our mission to promote the amateur radio hobby to those interested in radio communications. We provide the opportunity to gain experience in radio communication theory, technology, and fellowship. This podcast has been created and produced by Thomas, 60IRN749. Enjoy the podcast. Hello, Net. Wednesday, 9th of May. Net Control, 60IRN749. Thomas, me, of course. Enjoy the podcast.
CQ. This is 60IRN749. Thomas, Christchurch, New Zealand, calling all stations to the Hello Net. This net meets every second Wednesday at 7 p.m. NZ time, 8 a.m. UK, and 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is our mission to promote the amateur and radio hobby for those who are interested in communication. We welcome licensed and non-licensed operators to any of our nets. Also, the Guild runs regular nets for the benefits of members and guests to gain experience in radio communication. The nets are the Friendship Net by KB1UPZ Bob, Coffee Net with 11IRN610 Sean, and Denny here in the Digicom Cafe with the Breakfast Club and early in the morning there on Saturday. This is a directive net. Please, when checking in, give your call sign slowly and phonetically, along with your name and location. If you don't have a call sign, just give us your first name along with your location for benefits of those listening. Is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call Net Control now. Okay, nothing heard there. Is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call Net Control now. Alrighty, no traffic heard. Alright, I'll now take check-ins for any mobile or short-time stations. Remember, when checking in, please give your call sign slowly and phonetically with your name and location. If you do not have a call sign, give us your first name along with your location for benefit of those listening. So, mobile or short-time stations, please call Net Control now.
2 Echo 0 Foxtrot Quebec Hotel Craig, Charlie Romeo, Alpha India Golf, on the Isle of Wight in the UK, short time.
Alrighty, no one else heard. Well, good evening and welcome to the Hello Net. I think it's going to be a very quiet net. It's my very first net and thank you for checking in. So it's 2 Echo 0 Foxtrot Quebec Hotel, welcome to the Hello Net. This is 60 Indigo Romeo November 749. Go ahead, dear station. I hope you had a great day. Hope all was well with you. Back to you for any comments.
Yeah, very good. Good evening to you there, Thomas. I've been hearing you over the different network radio channels, and as someone who runs a net here once a week in the UK, I felt I needed to give you my support today. It's very daunting when you first come to do a net. Will people show up? Or will, you know, no one show up and you get that tumbleweed moment when you call and nobody is there? But keep at it, and people will hear, people will come in the end. It's rare when I do the net in the UK that you get people straight away, because not everyone's as punctual, because obviously you need to start the net when you say you're going to start the net. And sometimes it just takes people another 5 minutes or so to get on board. But you're coming through loud and clear here, of course, with Zello. And it's just starting the day at the moment here, 8 a.m. in the UK, as you say there. Back to you, Thomas.
Well, thank you for that comment there, my friend. Thank you. Yes, well, I'm really enjoying doing this tonight. I know it's early for the UK, and I know that all the US people that normally are active on this channel are in bed asleep at the moment because it's early morning for them. But all well. So here's hoping we can get some more people in here, and I'll definitely try my best, and it's going to be a great experience. Alrighty, thank you. Alrighty, do we have any other stations wanting to check in? Mobile or short-time stations? Please call net control now. Alrighty, nothing heard. Final call. Is there any mobile or short-time stations wanting to check in to the Hello Net? The Hello Net meets every second Wednesday at 7 p.m. NZ time, 8 a.m. UK, 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Digicom Cafe Zello and on the IRN Digicom Cafe link there. Our mission is to promote the amateur radio hobby for those interested in radio communication. We welcome licensed and non-licensed operators to any of our nets. Is there any mobile or short-time stations when you check into the Hello Net? Please call Net Control now. Okay, no stations heard. Now I'm going to go to the general check-ins. For anybody who wants to check in to the net, the Hello Net, please call now. For all general check-ins, please call Net Control now. Do we have any stations, any general check-ins for the Hello Net on the Digicom Cafe? Do we have any check-ins for the net, the Hello Net? Is anybody around? Feel free to come on in to check in to the Hello Net. 60IRN749, listening and waiting your check-ins. Alrighty, nothing heard there. Well, I'm going to start on with the net. And if anybody that's listening wants to check in, please comment with break and we'll definitely get you added into the check-ins. I'm going to head on with the net. Now let's go. Well, hello everybody, this is 60 Indigo Romeo November 749 with the very first ever Hello Net ever. This net meets every second Wednesday at 7 p.m. NZ time, 8 a.m. UK and 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This net is for non-licensed and ham operators alike wanting to join in and have some fun. We all welcome here. It's been a great day here in New Zealand, where I am, in New Zealand, Christchurch, New Zealand. It's been a super sunny day. And the temperature has been perfect, nice and great, and it's been very cool indeed. Last night, I had a great night with Toastmasters. I really enjoyed Toastmasters last night. I had loads of fun. I did Table Topics Master, where I did impromptu speaking. I was running an impromptu speaking session with people. I gave out topics, picked on guests and members to come up on the stage and talk on the given topic, which was very cool. So it was very good. Alrighty, I'm going to call out for any stations who want to check in mobile or short time or regular chickens. Please call Net Control now. 60IRN749 waiting and listen for your calls. Okay, nothing heard there. Alrighty, I'm going to pass the microphone back to the first chicken here, short time. If you're still listening with us here, feel free to come back to the mic. To Echo Zero, Foxtrot, Quebec Hotel. If you're there, sir, welcome back to the Hello Net.
This is 2E0FQH. Returning to the Hello Net. Yeah, okay, Thomas. I've just put a post up on the Network Radio's Facebook page as well, just to say that you've started, and any support that they can offer over here would be welcome. As I say, don't ever be disheartened by the amount of people you get on a net. We run the net for an hour in the UK on a local repeater, and we have Echo Link stations and we have RF stations now that come in, and we're up to about 20 people. But I have had weeks, I have had days when I've just been talking to myself. So please don't be disheartened by anything at all. Remember that if you've got 100 people, then only perhaps 10 of them are willing to speak. And it's always the same. People like to listen more than they like to talk. So it sounds like you've had a great day in New Zealand. The toast, I forget what you called it there, sounds very interesting. I know very little about New Zealand apart from Every time we play you guys at rugby, it is one of the most exciting things I've ever seen in my entire life. There is I've read many books on the All Blacks, and now of course you've got the Black Ferns coming to the fore as well, and so my ignorance of other countries shows sometimes, but not when it comes to the rugby. So anyway, I must go. As I say, I'm only short time, and I wanted just to give you my support this morning. I must get on with work now, but I will be listening, and I do hope that other stations come along and give you their support, Thomas. But keep at it, and if you haven't got one already, then perhaps you could send me a link or add me as a contact so that I can be reminded of when this net is on. I know you said it's every second Wednesday, but it tends to be one of those things that I'll forget. So I don't know if you could help me out there. But have a good net, and have a good day to yourself and anyone who might be listening there. Thanks very much for running it, Thomas, and have a good rest of the night there. This is 2E0FQH Craig on the Isle of Wight in the UK, now signing clear.
Well, thank you for that comment, dear Craig. Yes, I just sent you a friend request there. This net is going to be amazing every second week. So it won't be on next week. Well, I may start next week just to see if there's anybody around, but hope it's going to be mainly a bi-weekly net to every second week there. Good to hear you out there, and definitely the All Blacks are very good in rugby. And I'm definitely into playing rugby myself. I don't play it. I like to watch it. I like to watch my locals teams and the All Blacks, the national team, play as well. We are pretty cool in that aspect. Alrighty. Thanks for that, Craig. Now I'm calling Net Control, calling all stations to the Hello Net. For anybody wanting to check in, mobile, short time, or any general check-ins, please call Net Control now. Is there any other stations out there wanting to check in, either mobile or short time? Please go ahead.
Hi Thomas, hope you're all doing well. M0FXB, Western Supermare, UK.
Good evening, good morning to you dear sir. M0FXB, hope you got that call sign right. Hope all is well with you in the UK. Thank you for checking into the Hello Net here on the Digicom Cafe. I see that you're on the International Radio Network side on the TeamSpeak side. Well done and welcome along to NET. I'll pass the microphone to you for any contributions you may have. 60IRN749 to M0FXB. Thomas, NET Control for the Hello NET.
Yeah, okay, Thomas, yeah, good morning. I'm in Western Supermare. It's quite cool here. It's, as you know, only 8:15 in the morning. I'm using my computer to connect to TeamSpeak, and I plan today to go for a nice long walk, and I might take my Enrico T320 with me today and try and contact the QSL. I'll stand by because of my background noise. Back to you, Thomas.
Yeah, no worries there, my friend. Thank you so much. Just, I know that call sign M0FXB. Could you come with your back with your name there? Much appreciate. Can you come back to me with your name there, so I can record it down there on the log there. 60IRN749. Back to you, M0FXB. Briefly.
Yeah, Roger. It's Andreas.
Yeah, I thought it was that. Just double checking. Thank you. Rightio, thank you for checking in to the Hello Net. Do we have any other check-ins, any mobile, short time, or general check-ins for the Hello Net? This is Wednesday, the 9th of May, 2018. Reminder, this net meets every second Wednesday, 7 p.m. NZ, 8 a.m. UK, and 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is our mission to promote the amateur and radio hobby for those interested in communications. We welcome all licensed and non-licensed operators to any of our nets. Yep, and also we're doing putting this onto a podcast also so people can listen to it afterwards, which is cool. So do we have any mobile, short time, or general check-ins for the Hello Net? If so, please call Net Control now. Alrighty, no stations heard there, so I can continue with the net. There's going to be saying some interesting news and what's been happening around the world. 6 hours ago in the Middle East, Syria blames Israel for a strike on the army. Eurovision contest finals was chosen. Pompeo in North Korea ahead of summit. Russia link firm paid Donald Trump lawyer. Righty-ho. Let's check out Syria blames Israel for strike on army. Let's see what's that about on the news today. Syria blames Israel for an airstrike near Damascus. The Syria state media says Israel has launched an airstrike against an army position on the south of the capital Damascus. The Sana news agency said Syrian air defense has shot down two Israel missiles on Tuesday. Has reported no casualties, but a monitoring group says at least 9 pro-government forces have been killed, including backed fighters early on Tuesday. There are reports of loud explosions at the military base in the area. So yes. Do we have any other check-ins for the Hello Net? Do we have any general check-ins or mobile stations or short-time stations? Willing to check in to the Hello Net, please call Net Control now. Alrighty, no stations heard there. Let's continue in the news today and yesterday. Eurovision 2018, Ireland, one of the 10 acts, through to the final 9 hours ago. Ireland will be taken in the Eurovision Song Contest final after making it through the first semi-final in Lisbon. Switzerland, Belgium and Finland featuring former X Factor semi-finalists Sara Aalto were among the 19 countries in the semi-final. 10 acts progressed to the Saturday's final with 9 eliminated. The fates of the semi-finalists were decided by a combination of votes from national juries and viewers. The UK, represented by the UAE, automatically qualified for Saturday's final as one of the big 5 countries. The talent show stars taken over Eurovision. The other 4 are Germany, Italy, Spain and France, while host Portugal automatically qualified for the final. The other acts making it through the semi-final were Albania, Austria, Bulgaria, Cyprus, Czech Republic, Estonia, Finland, Israel and Lithuania. Sorry for my pronunciation there. So yes, now that is pretty cool news. Alrighty, do we have any other chickens, any general chickens or mobile stations willing to check into the HelloNet? If so, please call Net Control now. Okay, no other stations heard there. Left for long enough break in case anybody wants to come and check in to HelloNet. Alrighty, back into the news there. 4 hours ago, Trump lawyer Michael Cohen paid by Russian-linked firm. President Donald Trump's personal lawyer received a payment of $500,000, €368, from a firm tied to a Russian oligarch, US media report. Financial reports say that the reports say a company set up with Michael Cohen was also paid after 2016 elections by corporations seeking approval from administration on business. Mr. Cohen also paid a porn star who said she had an affair with Mr. Trump. The actress lawyer first revealed the payments in a tweet on Tuesday. Mr. Cohen's company, Essential Consultants LLC, last year received $500,000 from Columbia's Nova, a New York-based investment company that has financial ties to a firm controlled by Russian oligarch Viktor Berg, according to the New York Times. Mr. Cohen paid Mrs. Daniels $130 and $130,000, €92,000 during the 2016 presidential campaign in exchange for signing a non-disclosure agreement. The documents reportedly showed that essential consultants received a $200,000 payment from AT&T and a corporate slot approval from the Trump administration for its plan acquisition Time Warner. So that seems very interesting there in the States about how he paid the money, and he's paid by a Russian link firm. Do we have any other mobile, short time, or general check-ins for HelloNet? Reminder, this meets every second Wednesday, 7 p.m. NZ time, 8 a.m. in the UK, and 3 a.m. in the US. Is there any other general check-ins or mobile short time stations for the HelloNet? If so, please call Net Control now. Alrighty there. In other news, Malaysia head to the polls on election day. Millions of voters in Malaysia are heading to the polls in an election that will see the country leader take on its 92 former old mentor. Opposition leader Mahathir Mohamad will face off against MP Najib Razak, ruling Barisan Nasional being Kolisian. Such an opposition victory would be unprecedented in Malaysia, where BN has ruled for 61 years. But as critics have raised concerns, the election will be not be fair and free and fair. Malaysian politics have dominated since independence by the BN coalition and its major parties, United Malays Nation Organization, UMNO. But this once powerful coalition has seen its popularity decline. In the last election in 2013, the opposition made unprecedented gains, winning the popular vote, but failed to win through enough seats to form a government. In a dramatic turn of events, then the opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim was sentenced to 5 years in jail on sodomy charges, which he claimed were part of a political smear campaign. So it sounds pretty interesting. It may change. The government recently passed a law withdrawing election boundaries, leading to accusations that have grimed to ensure they are fulfilled by Muslims and traditionally Yemen supporters. So there's so much in that news, but it looks like that it's going to be a tough election, and it's going to be heading to the polls very soon. So Malaysia is going to be heading to the polls very soon. That's pretty cool. So do we have any other stations wondering if you can to the HelloNet? If so, please call Net Control. Do we have any chickens for the HelloNet this evening? Do we have any chickens, other chickens for the HelloNet? This is 60ION 749. Call all mobile stations or short time stations or any general chickens, please call Net Control now. Alrighty, well, I'm going to pass it up to the top of the page there. If you're still with us here, Craig, we'll go ahead. 2 Echo 0 Foxtrot Quebec Hotel. If you're still with us in the net, please go ahead with any more contributions you want to head. Looks like Craig has gone there. Well, he was short time, but just to make sure if he was there again. M0FXB Andreas, if you're there, please go ahead. Alrighty, no stations heard there. That's okay. but calling again from any General Chicken's mobile or short time to the Hello Net here on the Digicom Cafe. So anybody willing to check in for the Digicom Cafe? Hello Net? Please call Net Control now.
MI6XEX. Alan here, about 8 miles north of Belfast in Northern Ireland.
Well, welcome along the Alan, MI6EX, I think I got it there. Alan there in the UK. Welcome along to the Hello Net. This is 6-0 Indigo Roman November, 749 Thomas, Christchurch, New Zealand. Welcome along to the net. Hope all is well with you. We'll park my microphone back to you, dear sir. Alan, go ahead with any contributions you may have.
Yeah, hi Thomas, it's MI6 X-ray Echo X-ray XEX. Yep, say it's, where are we? Just after 8:30 here. I'm in a place called Green Island. It's 8 miles north of Belfast here in Northern Ireland. Just tuned in there, remembered the other day, I was on Facebook and I seen you, you'd put on about coming on here at 8 o'clock, so just not long out of my pit, turned it on, there you were, so just thought I'd give you a wee shout, say hello, let you know I'm listening here, so not a bad day here at all, pretty overcast, but it's a summer's day here, very, very warm, which is a summer's day here, so happy enough anyway, so it's good to hear you, good to get in, just letting you know I'm sitting here listening away. LNMA6XEX, passing it back to yourself, Thomas.
Yeah, no worries. 6-0 Indigo Roman November, 749 Thomas returning. Well, thank you, Alan, for taking your time out of your busy schedule to come into the HelloNet. It's good to hear you out there, my friend, and thank you for checking in. Yeah, it's been a fantastic day here in New Zealand. It's been a beautiful day. The current time here is 7:35 p.m. here, Wednesday. It's a very nice day here. It's been a great day. Just been relaxing, buying some gifts in the shop for Mother's Day, so it's been good. It's all well here in New Zealand. It's been good, and yeah, it's good to be here and run this net. This net will be meeting every second Wednesday here on this channel. It's good to hear you out there. This is the very first net I've ever run and conducting, so I'm very happy and pleased to hear at least the three stations out here today, which is awesome. Alrighty, I'll call upon you again here, Alan, in a short while. Yep. Alrighty, I'm going to pass it over to any mobile or short-time stations or any other general check-ins for the HelloNet today. Feel free to check in. Please call Net Control now.
2 Echo 0 Uniform Micro Mio Digicom Cafe.
Well, hello to Echo Oscar Uniform Mike Romeo. Welcome to the HelloNet. Good evening to you, or good morning to you, dear sir. Could you please come back to me with your name, please, and location? Thank you.
Well, the call sign is 2 Echo 0 Uniform Mike Romeo. This is Umar, Uniform Mike Alpha Romeo. I've been monitoring the net for past 10 minutes and I was thinking that it might be a pirate station calling because the wording you're using is not a professional one. Nobody like to be called a chicken. So it's either a station or any other user. So that's what I want to correct. Apart from that, my location is in London. I'm currently in a bus and home from the work. Back to you.
Yeah, no worries there, Omar. All copied there on the call sign and their name there. Yeah, that's all good. Sorry about that. Yeah, it's I'm very new to this, and it's my very first ever net that I'm running and conducting here on the Digicom Cafe. So all will be learnt after this. Definitely, definitely, my friend, and it's good to hear you out there. Alrighty, well, I'm going to head along to some more interesting stuff around the world. I'm going to be now sharing to you guys some interesting facts there. And if any of you have any comments on any of the facts or have any facts of your own, feel free to jump on in after I say. Alrighty. Did you know that in the UK it is illegal to eat mince pies on Christmas Day? When hippos are upset, their sweat turns red. So when hippos are upset, their sweat turns red. That sounds very cool. I never really knew that one. That's really cool. A flock of crows is known as what? Murder. A flock of crows is known as murder. Facebook addiction disorder is a mental disorder identified by psychologists. The average woman uses her height and lipstick every 5 years. 29th of May is officially put a pillow on your fridge day. Wow, I never knew that. Did you know if you lift a kangaroo's tail off the ground, it can't hop? Wow, I would be smacked. I never knew that one. So anybody here, any stations here, if you have any facts or anything or any interesting things you want to share, feel free to go ahead. It's a 60 Indigo Roman November 749 listening for any of your facts or interesting things you may want to share. Alrighty, no other comments heard there. I'm going to be calling all stations, whether it be mobile, short time, or regular check-ins. For the HelloNet, if you'd like to check into the net, please call Net Control now. Alrighty, is there any other stations wanting to check into the HelloNet? Please call Net Control now. Alrighty, nothing heard there. Well, let's continue on to our next part of the meeting, more facts. Did you know that bananas are curved because they grow towards the sun? Bananas are curved because they grow towards the sun. Wow, that's very interesting, never knew that. The man who invented the frisbee was cremated and made into a frisbee after he died. Wow, that is so cool, and that's such an honour, isn't it? The person who invented the frisbee was cremated and made into a frisbee after he died. Wow. During your lifetime, you will produce enough saliva to fill 2 swimming pools. During your lifetime, you will be able to produce enough saliva to fill 2 swimming pools. Wow. Polar bears can eat as many as 86 penguins in a single sitting if they lived in the same place. Wow, that's pretty cool. Does any stations out there have any facts or interesting things they'd like to share? If so, please call Net Control now. Okay, is anybody else wanting to check into the HelloNet? Calling all stations to the HelloNet. If you're wanting to check into the HelloNet, mobile, short time, or general check-in, please call Net Control now. Okay, going ahead with the Wrong Water schedule and more fun facts for you guys out there. Movie trailers were originally shown after the movies, which is why they were called trailers, because they were originally shown after the movies. Heart attacks are more likely to happen on a Monday. Heart attacks are more likely to happen on a Monday. Did you know if you constantly fart for 6 and 9 months, enough gas is produced to create the energy of an atomic bomb? Wow. The top 6 floods that make your fart are beans, corn, bell peppers, cauliflower, cabbage, and milk. There are species of spider called the hobo spider. Wow. Do we have any other stations willing to check into the HelloNet? Do we have any other stations willing to check in? Short time or mobile stations or general check-ins? Please call Net Control now. Alrighty, okay, I'm going to pass it back and see if any of the participants that checked in earlier are still here. Craig, if you're still with us, 2 Echo 0 Foxtrot Quebec Hotel. If you're still around here, feel free to go ahead with any fun facts or anything you may want to share with us. Please go ahead. Alrighty, nothing heard. Andreas, if you're still around with us, M0FXB, go ahead there, sir. Do you have any interesting facts, stories, or anything you'd like to share? Please go ahead. Alrighty, nothing heard there. We're going to head down to M16XEX, Alan there in the UK. Hello, Alan. Do you have any fun facts or any interesting things to contribute? Please go ahead. Alrighty, thank you. 2 Echo 0 Uniform Mike Romeo. Omar, if you're still listening with us, please go ahead. Do you have any interesting facts, news, or anything interesting to share? Please go ahead. Alrighty, nothing heard there. Now I'm going to be sharing some more interesting facts here on the HelloNet. A sloth takes 2 weeks to digest the food he's eaten. A sloth takes 2 weeks to digest the food he's eaten. In the USA, there are more Chinese restaurants than all the McDonald's, KFC's, Burger King's and Wendy's put together. So it looks like in the US, Chinese restaurants are very popular. If you keep yelling for 8 years and 7 months and 6 days, you will produce enough sound energy to heat up a cup of tea. Wow. There are approximately 100,000 hairs on an average human head. At any given moment, about 0.7% of the people in the world are drunk. In 2001, a 7-foot bull shark bit off a boy's arm. His uncle not only saved the boy, but dived in after the shark and wrestled it to shore, where the shark was shot, retrieved the boy's arm, and was sewn back on in a hospital. Wow, what a wonderful person. Alrighty, do you have any interesting facts or anything you would like to share? Please let us know here on the net. Alrighty, meanwhile, is there any other stations wanting to check in to the HelloNet? Any other stations wanting to check in to the HelloNet? Please go ahead, whether it's mobile or short time, please call Net Control now. Calling all stations to the HelloNet. Is there any other stations willing to check in to the HelloNet? Please call Net Control now. Is there anybody else wanting to check in to the HelloNet before I go ahead? Alrighty, I'm going to go ahead with some more interesting facts. It takes an average person 7 minutes to fall asleep. It takes an average person 7 minutes to fall asleep. When you talk, you spray around 2.5 microscopic saliva droplets per word. Oh gosh, well, that sounds freaky, but cool. Did you know that rats cannot vomit and neither can horses? So if they seem to get poisoned, they wouldn't be able to vomit. Very interesting. Every year, 11,000 injuries are reported in America as a result of a sexual experimentation. 620 million years ago, an Earth day was only 21.9 hours long. It's extending a little every year. Is there anybody else here want to check in to the HelloNet before we close up this meeting? Is there any other general check-ins for the HelloNet or any mobile or short-time stations? Please call Net Control now. Alrighty, I'm going to go with some more facts, some facts for you guys this evening. A teenager boy called Ben Underwood last saw a sight to cancer when he was 3 years old. He learned to use echolocation, an orientation in space by sound that bats use, in order to sense his surroundings. Today, he can play soccer basketball, and he does karate, rollerblades, he enjoys pillow fights, and more. So the boy lost sight to cancer, he learned to use orientation to get kind of spat to use, and he can play table, tennis, soccer, basketball, and karate, rollerblades, and much, much more. Did you know that our ears and our nose never stop growing? They always grow, you just don't notice it. In 1994, a man was arrested because he was dressed as a Grim Reaper and just stood and stared at the windows of the home of the elderly.
Net control. Golf 7 Oscar Kilo India. Wayne, Southern UK.
Net control recognises Golf 7 Oscar Kilo India. Welcome along to the Hello Net dear Wayne. Welcome along. Hope all is well with you, Wayne. Go ahead, dear sir, with any contributions or anything you'd like to share.
Well, good evening, Thomas. Yeah, it's, what do we got here at the moment? Oh, God. I'm in bed, as you might expect after working the night. It's 5 to 9 here in the UK. Nice, bright, sunny day so far here. And, I'd actually got a little bit of sleep and I just woke up to get a drink and remembered that you've got your first ever net. So I wanted to give you my support. Hope everything is good with you. Yeah, pretty solid night for me. So hopefully I can get quite a few more of them coming this week because it would be nice. Last week was tedious to say the least, but hopefully I'll get some decent amount of sleep today. But I've just got to get a drink. It's quite warm. It probably won't be as warm here as it will be in New Zealand for this time of the year, but one day I hope to get to that part of the world. New Zealand, Australia, it's somewhere I'd always like to go to that. I've got relatives and friends in Australia, but no one in, I did have a relative in New Zealand, but sadly they've passed away now. One day I'll get there, but it's a long way from here, but we will one day. But yeah, I'm just going to get myself a drink going here, Thomas. I haven't listened to recordings. But if your net has been quiet, don't ever be dissuaded by that, because I've run nets in the past myself, and even though I don't do them these days because my time's just so restricted, sometimes you come in and you end up talking to yourself or get one or two, and then another day when people get to know about this, they'll come along and support you. So if you don't get loads, don't feel bad. It's just the way that this hobby goes sometimes. So wanted to come in and show you my support, and hopefully as I say, when you carry on doing some more, you'll get some more people coming in. So yeah, it's difficult for the guys in the US because it's obviously the middle of the night. Just like when we do some of our stuff, it's the middle of the night for you. So unfortunately, that's just the way it goes with the time differences. But thought I'd check in and say hello on the Hello Net, and I'll hand the microphone back to Net Control. So have a good evening. G7OKI, back to Net.
Net Control, please check in M6, no, M6NXK.
Well, thank you so much for checking in there, Wayne, and thank you for your contribution. And thank you so much for your support. It means a lot. It's really good. I've had 7 chickens now. 6 chickens so far, which is good. Alrighty, thank you so much for your support. Hello dear Mike 6, November X-ray 6. Gary dear in the UK. How are you? Hope you're doing well. Welcome to the Hello Net. Go ahead with any contributions.
Thank you, Net Control. M6NXK returning. Yeah, pretty much like Wayne. I just sat at my desk and was looking at your post again. So I thought I'd missed it, to be honest. So I'm glad I've managed to get you, and hello on the HelloNet. Yeah, pretty much like Wayne, just keep at it. It'll be okay. I mean, my time scale, it suits me lovely, because I'm normally up and about early. Well, I was up since 5 this morning. Probably Wayne was just getting in, I would guess, because I know he works nights. But no, well done. I think you're doing well. And also, you know, all the bits you're doing on the guild and that, yeah, well done to you. Keep at it. And like Wayne said, the more people, you know, the more people that know about it and get to know about it, it'll soon get up there. So, yeah, don't be put off. The weather here, like Wayne said, is amazingly good. I've got the aircon on in my van already. Can't believe it. My dog's sitting here thinking, who are you talking to now? But I haven't caught you for a few days. I have been about, I was on the guild yesterday, but I've been, Dion sorted my DMR set up out on the Shark and the new code plug. So I've been playing with DMR a little bit, but I have always got this radio with me and on and monitoring. And I was speaking to Rich and Dion late last night. But no, well done to you. And do keep at it, I think, is the best way, because I like a little net. I don't know how well it's gone, because I've only just switched it on after I see your post. So I take my hat off to you, and you're doing really well. From M6NXK, back to net control.
Well, thank you, M6NXK, to Gary in the UK. Well, the net has been relatively quiet. We have had 6 chickens, including yourself there, Gary, which has been good. We had so far 2 Echo Zero Foxtrot Quebec Hotel Craig Andreas, M0FXB, MI6XEX, 2 Echo Oscar Uniform Mike Romeo Omar, and then G7OKI Wayne, and then you Gear Gary. But it's just been a very quiet net, but it's been very good. I've been sharing some interesting facts, etc. this evening, which has been pretty good. And I'm going to be sharing some more facts during this evening, which is going to be very good. So it's good to hear you out there, guys. And I'm just going to call out for anybody else that wants to participate in the net. So any other short-time mobile or general check-ins for the HelloNet reminder when checking in, please give us your call sign slowly, phonetically, with your name and location for benefits of those on the net. For those users who do not have a call sign, please just give us your name and location for benefits of those listening. This net also meets every second week, every second Wednesday at 8 a.m. UK, 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 7 p.m. NT Time. So any mobile, short time, or general check-ins, please call Net Control now. Alrighty, I'm going to go ahead again. Any mobile, short time, or general check-ins for the HelloNet on a Digicom Cafe for Wednesday the 9th of May, please go ahead and contact Net Control. Net Control listening. Alrighty, nothing heard there. Okay, let's continue with the net there. So for those who just joined the net there, I'm going to be giving out some interesting facts and interesting things out. And if you have any interesting things you may want to share or give to us, feel free to come in and let us know about your fantastic fact, interesting thing or joke or anything, and we'll love to share it and hear it. Alrighty, did you know that 25% of the all bottled water in the US at least comes from the city tap? Wow. To encourage their young to train for combat, adult lions tend to be really hurt by cubs nips. So to encourage the young to train for combat, adult lions pretend to be real hurt by the cubs nips. Now this is a very interesting one, which I really don't know. Every kind of milk is breast milk. Oh gosh. Oh, I suppose it is. I mean, it's from the cow or the human. Wow. The human heart can squirt blood to a distance of 30 feet. The human heart can squirt blood to a distance of 30 feet. Wow, that's so interesting. So all stations who are listening here on the HelloNet, if you have any interesting facts, jokes, or any interesting feeds or anything else you may want to contribute, please contact Net Control now.
Net Control from M6NXK. This is a fact. This is actually a fact, true fact. It took me, just trying to do some calculations, 35 years, my foundation license, which I've just got. 35 years. I didn't do it for that amount of time. I just monitored for all that time. How much have I missed through that period? That's the question. Because it's changed so much with all that we can do now. I think I've come in at a great time. I think it's changing so much. What with network radio, DMR, D-Star, never knew that even existed up until quite recently, really. And yeah, 35 years, Thomas. Don't waste that sort of time, because I think I have. Well, I'm grateful to have the ticket now. I'm grateful to be involved with the Guild, and everything that I do now is pretty good. But that's an awful long time. 35 years of waiting and monitoring. I've had scanners and receivers and all sorts of gadgets to listen on. And done a bit of sideband years and years ago. But, yeah, I don't know what you think about that, Net Control. 35 years of listening, and I've only done what? Probably 4 weeks of talking. So I've got a lot of talking to do, I think, Net Control. From M6NXK.
Net Control, comment, G7OKI.
Go ahead there, Wayne. Go ahead there, G7OKI. Go ahead there, Wayne.
Net Control, I will, just in Gary's response. I mean, I just some facts a little bit about me. I mean, Gary says, you know, he spent a lot of time, 35 years to get his ticket. I mean, I've been licensed since 93. That's when I got my full license. When I took my license, there was only two license classes in the UK. There was no foundation, there was no intermediate. They didn't exist. Basically, you had an A-class license and a B-class license. The A-class license was the full license with Morse code capability. The B-class license was the full license without Morse code. So I took my B-class license because I wasn't interested in continuous wave, CW, Morse code, however you want to say it. So, and then I got my license in 93. Ironically, subsequently, I did take my CW test later at a foundation level, and I got my M3. So I do have two call signs, G7OKI, which is my full license call sign, and my, which is equivalent to an American extra class, and then I've got an M3 WCM is my other call sign. So I rarely use my M3 call sign, but I do have an M3. Excuse me. So yeah, so this is something that a few people don't know. As I say, I do have an M3, and I've used it a few times. But yeah, when I took my my test, I had to sit two exams. When I studied, there was no practical at all. It was all theory in the classroom, and that was it. And I had to take two exams, totaling 3 hours back to back, in order to get my license. So, and another interesting fact, when I first took my examinations, I failed one and passed the other. And in fact, the one that I passed was the electronics, mathematics, propagation, what have you. And the one that I actually failed was the licensing regulations, because I was being a smart aleck and thought I knew it, when in fact I didn't know enough of it and I hadn't studied hard enough. So that was a kick in the pants for me when I failed that, because I was very disappointed. So it was back to the books and back to study. And I took the exam again about 4 weeks later and passed it, obviously. So there you go. And that seems such a long time. I suppose in a way, 1993 was a long time ago, considering we're now in 2018. So that's how long I've had my ticket. So there you go. Another interesting fact. But yeah, like Gary said, it's with network radios and the way that this hobby's going now, it's a very different world from when I took my test. When I took my test, there was no digital at all. Basically, it was all RF. It was HF and VHF, UHF, that kind of stuff. And you know, and when I was first licensed, I had a ton of VHF, UHF radios. I did do HF a bit, but I've never been in a position where I've been able to use lots of antennas. So, and I have used HF, but something I certainly can't use now easily because of where I'm located, and I can't erect big antennas and stuff like that. But when I was first licensed, it was UHF, VHF all the way, using local repeaters. Unfortunately, Portsmouth now has not even a UHF or a VHF analog repeater at all, which is a real shame. But unfortunately, that's the way it goes. But now with network radios, the way that it's progressing, and now you've got digital modes like D-Star, DMR, Fusion, which I do have all of those radios. It's a different world to when I first took my test. So anyway, I've rambled enough, Net Control, but I thought that's just some facts about me. Back to you, G7OKI.
Wow, thank you so much, Wayne, for your personal experience and interesting facts. It's really cool. And yes, I did hear you out there, Gary, with your ones. You said 35 years that you've been listening on the amateur bands, but not actually been able to transmit. And that's a bit of a shame. I wish you had the opportunity to go for it. I suppose you're a bit nervous, but I'm glad that you eventually your XYL, your wife or your friend there helped you out and encouraged you a bit and got you to get that license. That's pretty cool. And for many of you people who know already, I'm studying currently for my license here in New Zealand. I'm studying my license and hopefully to get that license very soon, hopefully by the end of June. I've been doing quite a bit of studying on that. And also there's going to be a crash course here in June as well, so I'm going to do the quick crash course. It's going to cost me a few dollars, but I'm going to do that, and I'll be able to do the course, and I'll be able to do the test as well in the same weekend, and hopefully get licensed. And as Gary said there, it is definitely the way of the future now. We're going from all this analog stuff to UHF to all the sidebanding and all the other stuff to digital communications like the International Radio Network and the Zello stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. So when I get my license, I definitely want to check out Echolink and the IRN links there, which are pretty cool. Alrighty, thank you for the interesting facts here. Now I'm going to go to any other people. Net Control back again, 60IRN749. Welcome to Hello Net, if you just tuned in, welcome along. I'd like to open the door again for any chickens, for any other chickens for the Hello Net. Whether it's mobile, short time, or general chicken for the Hello Net, please call Net Control now.
Net Control, if I may.
Net Control back again, 60IRN749. Welcome to Hello Net, if you just tuned in, welcome along. I'd like to open the door again for any chickens, for any other chickens for the Hello Net. Whether it's mobile, short time, or general chicken for the Hello Net, please call Net Control now.
Net Control, if I may.
Go ahead there, Wayne. G7OKI, go ahead, Wayne, with your comment.
G7OKI.
Thomas, I'm just going to let you know I'm going to step out for a bit now. I've got a few things to do before bed. Good to hear you as well, Gary. Hope you're doing, having a good day, mate. And enjoy the sunshine while I'm snoozing away. I'm sure I'll sit and roast in my bed. I'll have to put the fan on. Damn. Anyway, gents, yeah, I just wanted to, I'm going to go in, back into busy mode here because, as I say, I've got some stuff to do before I switch off for the day. That's weird saying that. People usually say it for the night, but I say it for the day. So have a good rest of the net, Thomas, and we'll catch up with you guys soon. Take care. G7OKI.
No worries, dear Wayne. You have a great day. Oh, should I say, oh gosh. You have a great sleep, and we'll definitely catch you again down the line. And we'll definitely hear you again soon. And thank you for all your efforts, and thank you for coming back and checking out this net, and it's much appreciated having you here and everybody else here listening also. So have a good one, and we'll catch you again later on. Do we have any other check-ins for the Hello Net on the Digicom Cafe? Does anybody want to check in to the Hello Net? Net Control is calling all amateur radio stations and non-licensed amateur radio stations for the Hello Net. Any mobile, short time or general check-ins, please call Net Control now. Okay, nothing else heard there. Well, it looks like that there's not been overly a lot of people here this evening, but that's okay. We're going to keep going on and on and pushing this forward. I'm going to be going on for another 10 to 15 minutes, and then I'll close up the net. But I'm just going to give you some more facts. What does ham radio stand for? What does ham radio stand for? Everybody's interested in knowing, why is it called ham radio? What does it stand for? Well, it is, stands for Hertz Armstrong Marconi. It's sometimes claimed that the ham came from the first letters and the first names of the three radio pioneers. He, Rich, Randolph and Hertz, Edward Armstrong and Guglielmo Marconi. So, pretty cool. Pretty cool. Yeah. How much does it cost to set up a ham radio? Well, typically it is as low as $32 for a UFH and a UHF portable handheld, and it costs you about $32, so it's pretty cool. Is a ham radio FM or AM? Well, no, it can't broadcast on AM or FM broadcast bands with a ham license, nor can you communicate with any other two-way radio stations like CB or Marine via ham radio, except in emergencies. Ham operators have several different frequency bands set aside for their use. That's pretty cool. Now, what is DX scene in ham radio or amateur radio? Well, it's the hobby of receiving and identifying distant radio or television signals or making two-way radio contact with distant locations in amateur radio bands, citizen band radio or two-way or other two-way radio communications. The name of the hobby comes from the DX, telegraphic shorthand for distant or distinct. So that's pretty much good facts about ham radio and amateur radio itself. So we're calling any other stations out there for the International Radio Network side or the Zillow side for the Hello Net. Feel free to check in. Call all stations if you want to check in. Please call Net Control now.
M6NXK, can I recheck?
No stations heard there, all good. M6NXK, Gary, go ahead there.
M6NXK, thank you, Net Control. Yeah, we're just listening to Wayne, and obviously yourself, but Wayne, about his two call signs. I don't know if he's still listening, but I'll put it out there anyway. I quite like this call sign, and I'm sitting my intermediate in this year, September. I was wondering, am I still allowed to use the current call sign, even though I've got, although I've got my call sign, I take it, but do I still retain my M6 is the question. And also, just catching up on a couple of the points he made, and what you was making as well. To be fair, I always thought that there was an extensive amount of Morse code. And probably when I was a lot younger, there probably was a little bit more than there is now. We only done Morse code awareness. I don't know, you know, we didn't do a great deal of it. We done a little practical on sending and receiving Morse code. But it wasn't on the syllabus or the test as such. Well, it wasn't in the test at all. The questions that I revised heavily on, the areas that I was struggling with a little bit, or was struggling to retain the information, shall we say, and I was starting to give myself a bit of anxiety over them, to be honest, back just pre my test, and I was revising on receivers, transceivers, and their breakdown, and I don't believe there was any questions about what I was actually panicking about on that particular test I sat, although they can change from the pool of questions, I'm sure. But I didn't have any questions on the ones I was panicking about. And I failed out of the 26 questions, I dropped two, and they actually were on licensing conditions. You know, what your license allows you to and don't do, basically, and I dropped two of those. That would have been three, but I changed one of my answers, I think, if I recall. So it would have been three on the same, I would have expected, but I only dropped two. But, that's what put me off taking my test. I thought it was a lot more Morse code. It probably was back in, you know, going back all them years. I can barely remember them, but... So that's my question. Can I still use my current call sign if I pass my intermediate? Back to you, Net Control.
Well, thank you for that question there, Gary. I'm not 100% sure if you can or not use that. If you're there, Wayne, GC and OKI, you can go ahead and answer that question for Gary. But I think you will be able to. I don't see any reason why you can't. You can always contact your local radio club there, Gary, and they may be able to give you advice and tell you if you can keep that one or not when you go for an intermediate. And I totally understand where you struggle with a sector like that. I totally understand. And for New Zealand, we don't have Morse code anymore. It was compulsory, but now it's not compulsory. It's an optional thing. You can learn on your own. If you want to know it, you can. Alrighty, I'll pass it to GC and OKI League. I'll pass it to GC and OKI Wayne here, if you can answer that question if you're still around. And then we'll head along and see if there's any other chickens. What a net, over. Okay, no, nothing we heard from Wayne here, so I think Wayne has gone to bed as he said. That's okay there. So is there any other general chickens or any mobile short time stations winning a chicken to the HelloNet? The HelloNet meets every second Wednesday at 7 p.m. NZ time, 8 a.m. UK, and 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, anybody want to check into the HelloNet, please call Net Control now. Okay, nothing heard there. I'm just going to keep going. Many people use the amateur radio for fun. People who use amateur radio are often called amateur radio operators, hams, or operators, which is pretty cool. The oldest service radio, amateur radio, has been around since the beginning of radio itself. Many individuals built, communicated, and experimented with radio. So it's pretty cool. There's so much stuff out there. Ham radio can save lives, even if it can't connect to other dimensions. It can definitely help in emergencies, earthquakes, when power or nothing's around. That's very good. Fun facts about the amateur radio: there are over 550,000 radio
images in Canada. There are no age or nationality restrictions applying to Canadian candidates seeking a Canadian radio amateur license. There are radio clubs amongst every community and pretty much everywhere in the world. Woohoo! That's pretty cool. Alrighty, is there anybody else still listening on the frequency? Is there anybody still else listening to us on the net there? With any comments, questions, or anything else you'd like to contribute to the net? If so, please contact Net Control, whether it be a joke, fun fact, interesting thing, or anything else you'd like to discuss. Please call Net Control now. Alrighty, well, we're going to be wrapping up the net very soon here, so I'd just like to call out any other stations that would like to check into the Hello Net. Would any other mobile or short time stations or general check-ins want to check into the Hello Net before we close this net very soon in a few minutes' time? Alrighty, nothing else heard there. I'm going to say a few more facts. And then we're going to pass the microphone around to anybody else that may have any contributions or anything else. And then we're going to be closing the net. Alrighty. Amateur radio is about self-education and helping others acquire skills and knowledge and traditions in amateur radio. Once you have your ticket, like you, Gary, there in the UK, where you recently got your ticket, you never stop learning. You never stop learning. Amateurs practice communication individually and in groups as nets on a regular basis to acquire practice school skills in communication traffic under all conditions. Goodwill. Worldwide contact among amateurs on a cooperative, polite and friendly basis helps foster international goodwill. Amateur radio operators must pass a government examination to ensure a minimum level of knowledge about the radio propagation apparatus and technology about the hobby so that people can develop practical skills in all aspects of radio communication, including design and construction of equipment, assembly of towers, manufacturing, erection of aerials and operation procedures. Alrighty. And also, the amateur radio hobby is a hobby and it is privately funded, so equipment and personal things are established and maintained by yourself, the operator, not to the public. So, also, yeah. Is there any other stations wanting to call or to check in for Hello Net before we close the net? Is there any other stations want to check into the Hello Net, either short time mobile or ordinary chickens? Please call Net Control now. Please call Net Control now. 60IRN 749. Listening and standing by. Net Control standing by. Oh, hello to everybody else in the Digicom Cafe. I'm going to go run through the list again to see if there's anybody else here for any other comments, and then we'll close the net. So let's go through the list again here. Craig, if you're still listening with us there, 2 Echo Zero Foxtrot Quebec Hotel. If you're still listening with us, please go ahead with any contributions or anything you may want to add to the net. Okay, nothing heard there. And if you do hear me speaking and you've got most of the list, feel free to just call again, break, and I'll acknowledge your station and I'll let you go ahead. M0FXB Andreas, if you're still listening there on the solo side, on the International Radio Network side, please go ahead there with any contributions, facts, or anything else you may want to contribute to the Hello Net. Go ahead there, Andreas. Okay, nothing heard. I'll just wait a bit longer. If you're there, Andreas, M0FXB, go ahead. Alrighty, nothing heard there. Now let's head over to Mike Indigo 6, X-Ray Echo X-Ray. Alan there, if you're there, Alan, please go ahead with any further contributions or comments you may have, or interesting facts, or anything else you may want to add to the Hello Net. Please go ahead. Okay, nothing heard from Alan here. Two Echo Oscar Uniform Mike Romeo Omar. If you saw this in there, Omar, go ahead with your contribution. Fact, any other additional things you may want to say, please go ahead. Okay, there. I'm pretty sure this gentleman is asleep, but I'll definitely give him a shout anyway. G7OKI, there, Wayne, there in the UK. If you're still listening there briefly, I just want to pass it over to you. Any communications or any traffic you may have, or any fun, interesting artifacts you may want to share, or any other comments, please go ahead, Wayne. Yep, it sounds like he's gone off. I thought that would be the case. And if you're still listening there, Gary, M6NXK, Gary, go ahead with any comments, contributions, facts, or any other interesting things you may want to discuss, please go ahead.
M6NXK, yeah, I'm still here. I had to jump out for a moment because I had to see somebody. Done that little meeting, so that's done. Interesting facts. Well, I'll tell you what I do know. I think that we're currently involved with some good stuff, some good equipment. I love this Guild radio, this TM, or what is it, Enrico T320. And it's my go-to radio at the minute. I seem to pick that one up wherever I go, and it's with me. I've got the others in a bag. I've got my DMR out today, but I haven't got my D-Star out. And I've got that hooked up to my Shark. But I think these times coming up with the Guild and things that are going to be coming down the pipeline, I reckon it's going to be amazing. So I think we've hit it at the right time, and I think you should, I'm going to try and get on your nets as much as I can as well, because I think that's a good thing. And I like your little web page, that's good, your little app, I think that's amazing. So I think you are, I think you will be an asset to Ham Radio once you get your ticket, which hopefully will be very soon. And I'll take my hat off to you for what you're doing. I think you're pretty clever chap compared to myself. But the technology we've got now, as I said earlier, is very, very good, and I'm just makes me smile, really. As I said, I'm impressed with it all. So whilst we got all this going on, and you've got so much to do, I don't have time to get, I mean, I used to spend a lot of time in the vehicle on my own with the dog. Well, now I've got a radio with me. It breaks that day down a bit, because I was on the Guild a lot of the morning yesterday. Excuse me. And it just breaks the day up, makes the day go quicker. And for that, I am very grateful. And I can't see the point of having a license and not using the radio. So I'm going to try and do as much as I can. I have got a lot of work, because I'm also in the process of renovating my house. So we've done the bathroom recently. The wife wants her kitchen. So in between that, but I can do that. I can put a boom mic on. I can multitask for a little bit, a little hammer in one hand and Bluetooth headset on, and we'll soon get it done. But no, I think, I'm glad to be involved with you, Nat, and I'll keep looking at your post for the next one, and keep at it. Don't be deterred, like Wayne said. It will come. And I find most people that start something, if they continue on, normally do very well. So it's only a few check-ins, who cares? Get bigger and bigger as time goes by, I'm sure. Excuse me. Got a bit in a cold, I think. My wife's got bronchitis. But, I'll take my hat off to you. I think you're doing a great job, Thomas, and really, really do sincerely mean that. And I think whilst you're got all these strings to your bow, you're going to do well. So get that license. We can catch up on DMR or somewhere. And, yes, you're right about the Bofang. I've got a Bofang little handheld dual band. And do you know what? I've got to be honest. I can stick that on my antenna on the vehicle, and I can work the repeaters. I don't get a great deal of response out of them at the moment, because it's just a sign of the times, I think. And I do try and work the local repeaters, as Wayne was saying. you know, you, they need to be worked, they need to be used, or otherwise, if you don't use them, we will lose them. Simple as that, I would guess. So, I mean, as I said, I've been monitoring for years, and they were far, far busier than they are now. But then again, like Wayne said, we didn't have the modes then that we've got now. I don't, you know, like D-Star and all that. When I first started listening, I think all we had was analog repeaters, and they weren't as many as they are now. But they used to be busy. I used to really enjoy listening. But, yeah, keep at it, and you'll do well. From M6NXK.
6-0 Irene, 749, Net Control, coming back to you there, M6NXK Gary. Well, that's awesome to hear about you and your radios, and that's pretty cool. I have seen those Bofangs, and etc., and I was thinking about getting one just out of curiosity, just so I can see if I can listen to the local stations here, and then the repeaters, and see if I could get them. I know it's not one of the best radios out there, but it'd be definitely a start listening in anyway, and then when I get my license, I'll be able to transmit on them. And you're saying about the network radios, the T330, the T230, whatever you said it was, that's a fantastic radio. I'm thinking about getting one, but the other thing I'm a bit doubtful about, would it work in New Zealand? I don't know if it would work in New Zealand. I know it would work on the Wi-Fi, but would it work on the, should I say, the New Zealand networks? Because I know some of them only work on some certain spectrums of the bands on the SIM card. So I'm just wondering if you know it works in New Zealand. So I'll pass it back to you, Gary, if you can answer that question. Do you know if it would work in New Zealand on the SIM card? Or do you know how I can find out? I know that they are locked and all that jazz, but I'm just thinking about getting one where I can definitely talk around on the radio without using my main phone all the time, because I find it's just a bit annoying sometimes. That's why I think the channel, or should I say the network radio, would be fantastic for that. And yeah, I'm always mobile all the time, so that would be a very handy addition to my kit. And also, can you get a earpiece? Can you get an earpiece for your set so you can have it in your ear and look like James Bond? Can you get one for the network radio? It's very curious for your feedback and put on this. 6-0 Indigo Roman November, 749 Net Control to M6NXK, Gary in the UK.
M6NXK, we're saying I'm in a dodgy place to signal at them. Yes, my opinion is, I'm not 100% sure, so you probably need to do further checking. I believe that it's network.
Not too sure if we lost you there, sir, but go ahead there, Gary. I heard that you said something about the unlocked. Yeah, I have seen it unlocked, and but I was just wondering if it would work otherwise. Might have to give them a message. I don't know if there's any local people in New Zealand or Australia that sell them. It all seems to be in the UK that sells them, unfortunately. So I may have to save up and may get one. Over.
M6, MXK, trying to return. Network issues at the Met, my end. You won't be disappointed. I think it's a great bit of kit. I use it a lot. I mean, it is my go-to radio. I've got Echolink on it, IRN on it, and the Guild stuff on it, and some other bits and pieces. So the battery life is amazingly good, I think, and I don't have no problems with it. And there is a few of them about, but you can get them online. I don't know how the price compares, but I got mine from Moonrakers in the UK. I've got all my radios from there so far, because I just like the go-to place, really. So you can go there and, you know, you can deal with people rather than deal with it online. I'm never quite comfortable buying certain equipment online. However, I do buy lots of bits and pieces online, but the radios, I thought I'd rather go to a place where I've got a warranty. And you can, you know, you can go back there if there's an issue. And I had a couple of issues with issues. They need updating, and Moonrakers updated them for me. They're a great little, great amateur radio shop. Google it, Moonraker UK, see what comes up. You'll have a look at what their equipment's like. But they sell everything, really. And they can ship it, by the way. Google Moonraker UK, and they're based at a place called Woburn Sands. and I pop in and out of there. I was thinking about today going in there, but don't know if I have time today because I've got a load of leases being audited. So I've got to make sure our leases are in order and everything's signed and the paperwork's correct. But no, I wouldn't. I don't think it'd be a waste of money personally. But, you know, there is, I mean, you can also do pretty much if you had a dedicated phone, you know, what we do with these, to be fair. The only reason I like it separate is, you know, the phone calls come in and it, you know, it shuts it off. So, and I like it separate and I've got other bits on it so I can just use it as a separate end for two SIMs in this one. But I've only got one there. I don't think GSM is its best asset. I think depending on your location, I mean, I do struggle for a bit of GSM, so I'm normally linking it to a hotspot or something, or to my my other phone, because I like security of connection. I don't like it keep dropping out. But my other phone is, excuse me, it's linked to currently is dropping out, so it's the first time I've had issues with it dropping out, actually, so it must be a network issue somewhere. But no, no, it's a good radio. It is a good radio. But and as I said, the Bofang, I've got no issues with them. I mean, they're a cheap little radio. You don't expect a lot. And the one I've got is pretty sensitive. It does what it says on the tin. It gets you on the bands. And you just get the chirp file. I mean, I can always send you a chirp file for the UK. Not that it would do you any good. But I think I've got repeater lists from quite a few places on the chirp file, so you can just plug it into your computer and program your radio up to what you want it to do and the repeaters that you want it to use or you want it to scan, for example. So, yeah, I think a Bofang is a good little entry-level radio, nothing wrong with them whatsoever to get you actually transmitting to a repeater. So, yeah, I'll keep one of those. I mean, I think I've got a couple. I had three, I had two the same, and I bought another one. Oh, no, what happened was there's an issue with a charger on one of them, so he just sent me out a whole new radio. So I ended up with two radios, one charger, I believe. Yeah, something like that. But, yeah, I would. It doesn't have to start costing you a fortune straight off. You know, you can just get on it and use it to, you know, get to know what you want to do and then just buy the radios as, you know, as they come along. Something might come along that you might want to buy. I haven't got the HF bug yet, but with D-Star and DMR, I think it takes that away from me. I'm quite happy just to do it on there. People say I'm cheating, but so I must be a cheat then. But I enjoy it. Back to you, Net Control.
6-0 Irene's here for Net Control. Well, thank you so much for the feedback there, M6NXK Gary there. That's awesome to hear that, your experience about radios, and thank you for sharing. And I have heard of Moonraker, and I think I've been on the website. I'll definitely have to check it out and see if there's any discount or anything that they can do for me in New Zealand. But that'd be pretty cool. Alrighty, 6-0 Indigo Roman November 749. Call any other stations we want to check into the Hello Net before we close this meeting very soon. So any stations wanting to check in, either mobile, short time, or general check-ins, please call Net Control now. Okay, nothing heard there. So I'd like to thank everybody for participating and coming into this Hello Net for Wednesday, the 9th of May, 2018. And I hope everybody has a great night. I hope everybody has a great week and weekend, and happy Mother's Day to all mums out there indeed. And remember to check us out on anchor.fm/guildnets. And we have podcasts there also, and this podcast or this episode will be on there also. We're also on your favorite podcast apps now. Just go to your favorite apps and search up International Radio Network, and you'll definitely find us there. So without further ado, I'd like to bring this Digicom Cafe back to normal use, and thank you everybody for checking in. The next net will be in 2 weeks' time. Please check the cluster, Digicom portal, and the Facebook group pages for all the information regarding this hello net and when the next date will be. Thank you so much for participating, and thank you for all listening here. And remember, all licensed and non-licensed operators are welcome. And this net meets every second Wednesday at 7 p.m. NZ, 8 a.m. UK, and 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I now call this meeting to a close. The HelloNet is now officially closed. 60 Indigo Romeo November 749 Thomas Christchurch New Zealand going QRT and closing the net. Thank you for an awesome net, and we'll see you later. Net closed.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.